This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. Often we are so preoccupied in the challenges and emotions of the moment, we have a hard time maintaining objectivity. We might, under such circumstances, find it hard to make decisions, let alone wise decisions. Under such conditions, God often chooses to talk to us and encourage us during the night. Without the normal distractions and in the quiet of the night, we can often hear the Lord better. In Acts 18, we find Paul in Corinth. His initial efforts seemed to be well received, but soon some opposed him and became abusive. He had to change his target audience. God blessed, but no doubt he wondered how long it would be before opposition would force him out. This happened before in other cities like Thessalonica in Acts 17:8 and Berea in Acts 17. But in Acts 18:9-10, it says, "One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. 'Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city.'" What an encouragement that must have been to Paul. It says in verse 11, Paul stayed for a year and a half teaching them the word of God. We learn from the Corinthian letters that there was a sizable group of believers in Corinth. God had truly blessed. Not that there weren't problems and persecution. There were, but Paul was able to go on from there to continue his mission of taking the gospel to those who had never heard. God might not give you a vision or speak to you audibly, but the Holy Spirit can impress upon your heart a God-directed burden.